From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. It has been a record year in Kansas, but not in a good way. The state has suffered some of its most expensive disasters in history. Kansas was pummeled by ice storms, tornadoes, and floods, causing hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. Governor Kathleen Sebelius recently remarked that the locusts may come next. From Kansas City, NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
2007 has been rough on Kansas, with disasters steadily marching from west to east. Of the 105 counties in the state, so far this year, 82 have been deemed eligible for federal disaster relief. The trouble began at the new year with an ice and snowstorm hitting the west of Kansas. Angie Morgan is the state coordinating officer for the Kansas Division of Emergency Management. She says the winter storm that shut down the western third of the state was one of the most costly ever to hit the region.
So far, our estimates are $370 million worth of infrastructure, with 360 of that being utility poles and substations.
In addition to crumpling power lines, the ice and snow killed thousands of cattle. Agricultural losses from the storm are still being tallied.
We just kind of closed down our response on that and started getting our feet back, so to speak, when we had the large F-520 to go through one of our small southwestern Kansas counties.
That tornado on May 4th flattened almost every building in the small city of Greensburg. Insurance claims from the city of 1,400 people exceed $150 million so far. Several months after the disaster, most of Greensburg remains littered in rubble. Benjamin Alexander, who's with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is working on a long-term recovery plan for the city.
In this situation, I mean, there's nothing left. I mean, there's a few pockets here and there.
He says the destruction is so massive that residents have to work to create an entirely new town.
And this is an opportunity for the community to look at a clean slate and say, what was missing? What do we want to put back, and how do we want to put it back?
But not knowing whether businesses or residents are going to come back adds to the difficulty of rebuilding Greensburg. City Council member Bethel Thronsbury says his church is trying to decide how big their new house of worship should be.
If we build it back too big, we won't have the members to support it. If we don't build it back big enough, well, we made a mistake there. So what are we going to do? What's going to be the right way? That's a big problem.
After the intense winds were over, the floods came. They started in the middle of the state and moved east. The place hit hardest was Coffeyville in the southeast corner of Kansas. On July 1st, thousands of Coffeyville residents were driven from their homes when the Virgus River rose more than 10 feet above flood stage. Water inundated the east side of town, covering some houses up to their eaves. The flood also overran a major gasoline refinery, spilling tens of thousands of gallons of crude oil. After the floodwaters receded, sticky black residue clung to houses, trees, and blades of grass. Emergency officials declared 300 homes in one neighborhood to be completely destroyed. The flood also ruined 70 businesses, including six of Coffeyville's seven motels. The city officials say they're still trying to calculate the financial losses from the flood. Meanwhile, the city is trying to decide what to do with the devastated area along the Virgus River. Again, Angie Morgan with the Kansas Division of Emergency Management.
So we've really had our share of disasters this year, and we're hoping that's it for us.
And it may be that Mother Nature's calamitous trek across Kansas this year is over. But judging from the trajectory, people in Missouri just have to hope the troubles aren't headed their way. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kansas City.